I don't tend towards holiness. I don't tend towards a relationship with God. I tend to wander. That's my natural direction, is to stray from God. And it happens over and over and over and over and over again. God is against evil. We want someone to be against evil. We don't like evil in this world unless we're doing it. When other people are doing evil, we want justice to happen. Right? You see that in a lot of movies a lot of times. When something happens and they go to trial, people just say, I want justice to be served. I want justice to be served. And the great thing about God's wrath is his justice. It's the outworking of his justice. It's God going against evil. God hates evil. He doesn't like evil. He's not for evil. God is not evil. God is against evil. And so that's what God's wrath is. So God's wrath is even a good thing, because God's wrath takes care of evil. So everything about God, every characteristic of God, everything that God does, everything that God says, everything that God creates, everything that God reveals, everything he writes is good. God is good. Now, who knows what I'm going to put up there next? Survey says God is good. Great job. Great job. Now, who knows what I'm going to put up there next? I'd be way impressed. Here we go. Let's see if we can get this together. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. The Spirit of God searches everything, even the depths of God. The Spirit of God searches out everything, even the depths of God. Psalm 147:4. God determines the number of stars. He gives to them all their names. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. 1 Chronicles 28:9. The Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. Psalm 139:4. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Isaiah 46:9-10. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. What are you guessing this is? Oh, solid. Yes. Also, if I've misspelled anything tonight, take that up with my secretary, who is me. Here's the thing. Okay, God is good and he's all-knowing. He knows everything. And something interesting about God being all-knowing is God is the ultimate view, or the ultimate viewpoint. And here's what I mean by that. So often with us, we have a perspective, right? Have you ever seen one of those movies, for instance, The Matrix, where everything goes super slow-mo and they do a 360 spin around with the camera, and so you see everything, all sides of what's going on? Yes, no, maybe you've seen a movie like that, for instance, and after The Matrix, could be any of them. God sees everything as it is. God has all of the information. That's really what we're getting at, is God has all the information. He knows everything. He knows every action that's ever been done. He knows every action that will ever be done. He knows the thought behind the action. He knows the intention behind the thought behind the action of everything that's ever been done. He knows everything that's been ever been created. He knows all the stars. He knows them by name. He knows everything about everything. God has all knowledge. We call this omniscient. He knows everything. And it's not just from one perspective. It's not tainted with a worldview. God knows everything, and he sees everything perfectly clearly. Job 12:13. With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. Isaiah 40:28. The Lord is everlasting God. His understanding is unsearchable. Oh, the depths. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable are his ways. Psalm 147:5. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. This one may be a little bit more difficult. Survey says, all wise. Do we have that? I don't know. Maybe. Are people reading these things? Is there a camera on these? This should be more difficult. I plan on it being more difficult. That's why I didn't bring any candy to hand out for right answers. God is all wise. Okay, not only does God have all the information, not only does he see everything from every angle and every perspective, but God knows what to do with the information. He knows how to handle the information. He knows what to do with it, what to think about it. He knows how to categorize it. Not that God needs to categorize things, but his wisdom is beyond what we could even fathom. He knows all the information, and he is wise with the way that he handles all the information. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Anyone have a guess to how God created the heavens and the earth? He spoke it into being. God spoke, and the earth was created, and the world was created. Okay, listen to this. Alan Guth is an astrophysicist. And Alan Guth, he postulated and later proved, and I have no idea how he did this because his understanding is beyond my understanding. Alan Guth said that in the first nanosecond that the world began, in the first nanosecond, he's talking about the Big Bang. In the first nanosecond of the Big Bang, the universe expanded a trillion times its current rate of expansion, which, as we all know, is 80 kilometers per second per megaparsec, okay? Obviously. So the current rate of expansion is 80 kilometers per second per megaparsec. So if it expanded a trillion times that rate in the first nanosecond, it was expanding 80 trillion kilometers per second per megaparsec. So the farther, and what it means, you got that last per megaparsec, it means the farther that you get away from the earth, the faster the universe is expanding. So in the beginning, God spoke and bam, the universe expanded, and we have scientific evidence that in the first nanosecond, this is what happened. God speaks, and things are created. I don't know about you. The only thing that I can create when I speak is maybe some tears from other people, and maybe a smile sometimes. Maybe a courtesy laugh. That's sometimes I can make that happen when I speak. But when I speak, no matter comes out. Well, I mean, some matter comes out when I speak. Maybe a little saliva. But that's about it. God spoke and creation happened. The world, okay? We've got, our solar system has eight planets. I don't know what Pluto is and what's going on with Pluto. But he's a Disney character, so we love him. Okay, so we've got our solar system. We've got our galaxy, which is the Milky Way galaxy. And in our galaxy, there are probably 100 to 200 million, 200 billion stars. And in our universe, there are probably around 1 to 200 billion galaxies. That's a lot. It's big. And when God spoke, this is what happened. God is all powerful. Sorry, I gave it away. All right, spoiler alert, all powerful. God's all powerful. In Matthew 19, 26, Jesus, he's looking at his disciples. He's just told him that it's difficult for a wealthy man to get into the kingdom of heaven. And what he's referring to is anyone that is tied to things on this earth, that has a lot, because we can find idols in anything. And the disciples said, whoa, if a rich man's not going to get into heaven, who can get into heaven? And Jesus says, he looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Jeremiah 32, 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? What scripture is saying is that God is all powerful. God has all the power. There is no limit to his power. There is no limit to what God can do, what God can accomplish. Scripture says that God holds all things together by the power of his word. I don't know if you're aware, but right now we are spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. Anyone feeling that? But that's the earth, at least at the equator, and we're closer to the equator than some people. At the equator, the earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. It's revolving around the sun, which is 93 million miles away. It's revolving around the sun at 60,000 miles per hour. And so there's a lot of spinning. There's a lot of revolving. Our solar system is revolving around our Milky Way galaxy at, I think, 155 miles per second. And then our galaxy is revolving around the universe at 186 miles per second. So there's a lot of movement going on. Scientists have looked at all the matter that's in the universe. That is holding all things together. God is all powerful. God's good. He's all knowing. He has the ultimate viewpoint, all the viewpoints. real milk. It's made I am weak.